and it was just delicious. You made it, you know, after with your coffee made. And I gave the recipe to someone one time, and I just said, you know, a cup of what it was of coffee. And she called me later and she said, "Irby, I don't know what I did wrong, but this is horrible." I come to find out she had put a cup of coffee grounds. She used the coffee into it instead of the liquid coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
We laughed, and Juanita, my sister-in-law, never got over it. Said, "How can?" I said, "Well, you'd have to make it plain." I said, "I didn't say one cup of brewed coffee, but..."
Well, yeah, how would you know unless you had made it
that's
before?
Right.
That's hilarious.
That's true.
It's like when I tried to boil okra.
Oh.
That was a mistake.
Okra?
Okra, yeah. Because, you know, it's so... goopy.
Yeah.
And when you boil it, it really gets goopy.
It sure is. You're
so
right.
I converted it into pancakes, and I had okra pancakes for a
week. Oh, you're kidding.
No.
So now I've heard everything.
I got creative.
Well, I love to make, I make quite often okra in a skillet like you do Spanish rice, only I put okra and tomatoes and green peppers.
That's so
good. But I never heard of it in a pancake.
I don't think anybody has.
Well, always new, something new.
When you mash up apples and put them in a jar, you call that what?
Applesauce? Oh, yeah.
Now, here's some questions that are about the farm and the ranch. And so, you know, not being a farmer or a rancher, we'll see if you get some of them.
Answers, but I'll try.
Now, there's a kind of a fence on the farm or the ranch where there's like two posts and some posts between them. You know, it's not like barbed wire. It's an actual wood post, or it might be a metal post. Yeah, happen to know the name for that kind of a fence?
It's not called a barbed wire fence, I guess, or a link fence.
It's the kind of fence that you can sit on.
Wooden fence?
It's like the wooden things that go horizontally are heavy enough that you can sit on them. Do you know the name of that kind of fence?
I've sat on them, but now I can't tell.
This is something I think only ranchers would know.
Oh, wow. Not a link fence. A link fence. Well, I know I know what I'm thinking, and I can't think. I'm picturing what I'm thinking, but I can't think of a word.
Well, how about this? This is a little bit different question, but a train moves along the ground, and it sits on what? What allows the train to move?
Tracks.
Mm-hmm. The tracks are made out
rail,
of?
Rail. Rail. What I want to say.
Oh, rail is, that's what I was trying to get you to say was rail.
Rail fence, yes.
So would you call it a rail fence?
Yes, you would. Call it a rail, and so another word to it, it's a chain link fence and a rail fence made of railings, of wood, and we had, you'd call it a rail fence. That's what you would call it, I'm pretty sure.
Great. And the place where they keep the horses is called a?
Corral or a stable or?
And you put the cow out to?
Pasture.
And a place where you grow crops is called, like, you might have a corn something, a corn
patch.
Or you would have, like, a football
field. Cornfield or football, field.
And a big place where they store hay is called the?
Well, a barn or a hay loft is where the hay come down from the hay loft. A barn or a...
How about a place they store corn?
Corn.
What I'm thinking of is a 6 by 6 foot sort of structure, a small, it almost looks like a small shed.
I know that. And then they have bigger ones. Or the corn... Oh, I know the word. Can't even think of it.
Well, you might put a baby in what? You might lay a baby in a...
Crib? Corn crib. Of course. That's it. See, I'm a little slow going.
Oh, no, you're doing well.
Corn crib,
not being a farmer, you're doing great.
Oh, yeah.
And that bigger one, did you happen to think of the name of that? The bigger storage? They might store grain in a...
Oh, yes. A hay loft. Not a hay loft.